Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
First of all, this morning, members of Tipperary County Council have yesterday pledged to do everything possible to support the victims of the mother and baby homes to get justice, especially for those who are based in the Sean Ross Abbey in Ross Grey. Now, Teresa Collins, regular contributor to the programme, as you know, is part of the Sean Ross Commemorative Committee. She spoke at that special meeting of the council yesterday and she joins me now. Good morning to you, Teresa.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
Oh, that's much better. Lovely to talk to you today, Teresa.
Thanks so much.
Tell me about you addressing the council yesterday and how that went for you.
Well, actually, it went better than we anticipated, to be honest. And last week we said that we wouldn't accept an apology from the council due to the fact that there was 1,090 children there and no accountability in the commissioner's report or no accountability of anything being done for it. Now, the same other county councillors all over did apologise and fair play to them. Ger Walsh got on to me and he says, if we organise a special meeting and we talk to you, would you be interested in it? And I said, yes, Ger, I would. And fair dues, that was organised yesterday. Now, again, it's great to see them come on board. As I say, myself and Mike Donovan was shouting from the rooftops for the last 5 years to get local councillors on board, as you know yourself, mm-hmm. Fran, well.
Yeah.
So it was fantastic to hear. We asked, actually, for the documents of what to give into the commission from Sean Ross for her own archives. And fair play, every one of them committed, and each individually did apologise. I'll give them that. And they offered to set up a kind of a subcommittee to deal with it. So we're taking that on board. And look, they offered the olive branch. We shook hands with that olive branch, and we'll work with them. Delighted to work with them. For the benefit of everybody, friend, not just for the council. I mean, it's the history benefit of it as well.
And the subcommittee, Teresa, what will they take on to do?
I'd say the idea of it is, now I have to come back and talk to them today or some part of the day or the week. I'd say the idea is seeing what we need, what way we're looking for files, what way to deal with what's going forward.
Mm.
I can't answer you fully on that because I'm not sure fully on that myself, friend, to
right.
be honest.
No, I'm just always concerned about, you know, subcommittees being set up and they're sort of talking shops, and I'm always concerned, will anything come from it, if you know what I mean?
I'd say it will, friend, because we made a full pledge to bring out all our files. And the reason why I asked for all the files, and it's history going down the line, the commission definitely won't be giving us anything.
Mm.
But, I mean, you look at Ross Grey, it's a lovely town. Lovely history to it. I mean, when you think back on it, I wouldn't mind my files going into a part of historian site in archives in Ross Grey to work with Sean Ross. I mean, it doesn't have to be always the bad side of it. It can be the good side of it too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it can be there for prosperity and there for years to come. Breda made a perfect point yesterday when she said, not just us, but our children and our grandchildren for their history. Now, if people wanted to do it, they can, and if they didn't, they don't have to. And even if they just wanted to put in their files, maybe anonymous, wouldn't it be a lovely way to hold the history of it without destroying the history of it, if you get my meaning?
Wouldn't it indeed? But what jurisdiction will Tipperary County Council have over those files, though? I mean, how can they make decisions on that, Teresa?
That's the thing we'd have to iron out.
Yeah.
I think myself and... looking back at my book of files since 2010, and even, Fran, I was thinking there this morning, Tip FM records of all the videotapes you'd done, newspapers, everything. I mean, it would be some archive to hold on to in some way for future.
Absolutely. A social history, I suppose, as well as everything else.
Yeah. You know, but I'd leave that personally up to each and every one. And maybe it's a way of looking forward to adding it into our history. God knows the commission didn't do much for us in it, but let's do it ourselves for our own history, for our own futures. I think it's just a suggestion. I'm going to say it out. I haven't really crossed all the I's and dotted the T's. But you look at it, it's not a bad idea.
And you feel yesterday was a positive start for you with the council?
It was, yeah. I mean, the olive branch was offered, and we'll work together, except we've been asking for that ourselves.
Right.
And Mike Donovan for 5 years. Now, I know the commission is over. But look, you have to look positive and you have to go forward. And if they're willing to do what they are willing to do and admit it openly, well, why not work with them? It's giving you an opportunity.
All right, stay with me and feel free to join in, Teresa. But we're joined now by Breda Murphy as well. Breda, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran and Teresa.
And thanks for making time for us this morning, Breda. And again, you addressed that meeting yesterday, but you've addressed several council meetings around the country. How did that feel for you yesterday?
Fran, you see, the problem is this issue is in every community across the country, and we're much further on than where Teresa is with the council currently, because we've been engaging on the ground with the council in Galway for probably 4 years, although we're 6 years involved. Now, the council have provided grants to our members, for instance. They have opened the complete files. They took them to the Menlo Park Hotel. They brought their historians, their archivists, their library personnel. And wearing gloves, they showed us the first ledgers, the minute books. They've exposed everything to us. They have taken the site itself and they have erected and commissioned new gates. They keep the site in pristine condition. They've enabled us, for members of our alliance who would not have had a home, they have provided a new home to one person who did not have a home, did not have his own front door. So, you know, they've come on with us on absolutely any request. And that's what I was hoping with Tipperary County Council. I wrote to 40 councillors, Fran, about 13 days ago. Five replied.
Are you serious?
Now, I wrote, I know, and that's a sad reflection. I wrote a comprehensive account with the links from your radio show of Dr. Rosaline Rogers,
yes,
who was a child of Clonmel, whose experiments on her as a child are akin to those done in the Holocaust. You know, I mean, the abuses of children born in circumstances outside of their control, where their mothers gave birth in institutions, in the workhouses in Tipperary. I mean, you know, it is a continuing injustice when we read a report that does not respond. But as regards the council, Michael Smith, who's the chair, rang me on Saturday and asked would I contribute. And I did, as I did with Mayo. And the Mayo councillors actually were, I have to say, a little more prepared, because they came with motions, very clear motions. And they are with regard to bursaries and educational opportunities going forward for them to learn within their county of all of the institutions, because we can't talk about Shanross Abbey on its own. The women of Shanross Abbey stayed for 4 years, many of them. Now, that is unheard of in other institutions. They worked on their hands and knees in the farms. That didn't come out yesterday. And I'm not so sure that, regardless of how clear Teresa, Patrick and myself were, that all the councillors fully understand the absolute injustice that was rained upon the women and children and continues to this day, Fran.
And you understand it. Compare it to other councils for me then, Breda. Are you saying there wasn't the preparation that you would have seen in other jurisdictions? Is that what you're saying to me?
What I'm saying, yeah, Fran, is that I would have preferred further engagement with members of the council. Only a few spoke. And I mean, you know, while I tried to educate them on how far back this goes, on how it impacts, on the fact that Shanross Abbey is different again, because so many were taken out of Shanross Abbey as little babies and exported and have no way back to find their records. And Shamrock Abbey, the Council of Tipperary, have a real responsibility in this. And they possibly know it, and I'm willing to work with them. Mm. In Galway, we have an accessible archive, but we have better than that. We have the National University of Ireland Galway, and I was one of the first that went in there and said, can we do this? I was the person that prompted them to have their own oral history project. Now, there is an institution, I'm sure, in County Tipperary, whereby Teresa, Patrick, and all of Colleen and all of the survivors could go, give their testimony, not like they did in the commission to delete them but and destroy them, but to actually take on board what they're saying in their own first voice as Teresa speaks with power. And her grandchild down the road will listen to her grandmother when Teresa is long gone and say, and pass it on to her family and say, this is our history. This is what our state did to us. I mean, 63% of infants in Shanross aged under 3 months died from influenza respiratory infections. There were 1,090 children who died in Shanross. The nun said only 269 died. How do you lose so many children and not know where to find them?
It's just incredible. I'd like to put it forward. We certainly at Tip FM, we'd be very happy to capture any of that audio and store it and or make it part of whatever you think might be suitable for it. So I'm putting that out there at any point. We'd be glad to do that. The notion of putting together a subcommittee, are you clear about what exactly the role of that subcommittee would be?
I'm like you, Fran. I think many things become a talking shop and nothing gets done. It's a tick box exercise. Together with the fact that they have said that they will support the recommendations in the Commission's report. Now, to many of us, the Commission's report is largely discredited.
Yeah.
And the recommendations do not go far enough. Currently, there's a bill before the Dáil. It's coming up on Oireachtas. This is the last day on Friday for submissions. There are 89 pages to it, and it relates to the burials, the inappropriate burials. So currently, I'm looking at that legislation. But what we need to do, Teresa and I and others, is to ensure that other sites, as they are discovered, that they are appropriately dealt with. Because this institutions were scattered right throughout Tipperary, right throughout Ireland. And so sites are turning up all the time. And would you believe the people who help me are those who uncover the Holocaust, the sites of the Holocaust today where children are buried. They are rabbis, they're over in America, and they help me to put together a protocol because they work on it religiously. They do it to ensure that the remains are sacredly dealt with from the moment that it is discovered that there's a mass grave. I mean, the fact that there are over 700 children missing in the ground that is now privately owned, and that the wonderful man who owns it, Tony, is giving off to us to go in at any time to respectfully attend there. But it is up to the council, who are responsible for their own citizens and this space, to discover where those children are and to appropriately then memorialise that site, put together with the families of the disappeared children, have their names on a plaque.
And what is your experience, Brida? Can the council actually go ahead and do that off their own bat?
We all know how power is invested in people. The council have amazing power. They just don't often use it. They have the power to with the government, to impact on the government, on this legislation, on the adoption and tracing legislation. Because right now, people who want their birth certs cannot get them. And many of them are overseas. Many of them left Shanross Abbey. 508 babies left Shanross Abbey, for mostly for America. So when they come back to get that their documents, they can't. Now, the council has a legal department. So they have the resources that I don't have, Fred, Fran. I'm here on my own trying to piece together and pull apart the legislation that I know will restrict, just as the 2004 Act for the Commission of Inquiry restricted and only looked at 18 institutions when there are 163. Do you know, this is only a snapshot. This is a major, major trauma to many people who live with it daily and which is not being taken on board by the powers that be, by the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste, who come out and think, well, we've spent 6 years doing a commission's report. Here you are. It adds further insult to injury. It said that anybody who gave testimony, who was in the home, that testimony, it seems, is contaminated. Yet the testimony provided by the sisters and provided by the organs of state, anybody who'd, you know, been a county manager or whatever, anybody who gave their testimony, that was not contaminated. I mean, I find this totally difficult to stomach, because we have to ensure all the time that listening to you and me today are people who have been in these homes, yeah, who have never spoken out and who will not speak out now because they see the government closing down the discussion. But redress will come. And another sad aspect of this is on last Sunday's paper, I already saw the vulture-like legal firms flouting the law. They're not allowed to do this.
They're advertising, are they?
Targeting our people, yeah, who are vulnerable. Absolutely. Yeah. I've written already to the Regulatory Authority, and I've written to, as I said before, the Press Ombudsman. So I will flag everything that is done as much as I possibly can. But certainly your council can do far more. And right. I was disappointed to receive only a response from 5 out of 40.
Before I go back to Teresa, can I just put it to you about the commission due to be wrapped up at the end of this month? Are you one of the people who would call for an extension to that? Or would that make any difference, do you think, Breda?
I think that I would call for an extension, absolutely.
Would you?
Yeah, absolutely.
With a view to what?
With a view to revisiting, you see, the Commission have to explain to the Data Protection Commissioner how they destroyed the tapes, why they destroyed them, and they haven't done that. And once they finish up on the 28th, that is it. There's no compulsion at the moment. They've been invited into the Oireachtas to give evidence or to say why this evidence was destroyed. It is unheard of that when you talk to people so vulnerable, such as Teresa or Patrick, vulnerable in their early years, finding their voice now, when you talk to them and when their voice is so important because it carries a narrative that was erased from our history and that is precious, how they need to explain why that has been deleted. So,
well, you know what they're saying. They're talking about confidentiality of those who gave testimony.
That doesn't wash, because I've talked to the people who have given testimony and I tried to give testimony myself. And they were not informed. There is, when you do such an investigation, you have to get consent for what and a clear indication as to what will happen with the evidence you are gathering. Much of the evidence, it's like, you know, yesterday to come back to the council to say that, you know, we would not have very little. It might be minutes of meeting. Well, as I often said, the minutes of meetings tell precisely who made the decisions, how much money was paid to each institution. The letters that came from the sisters demanding more money, the letters that came from a bishop demanding that the institution would not close, or saying that we need to erect high walls to keep these women in. They were citizens, equal citizens of the state. So the records in Tipperary County Council are vast. They cannot tell me that they are not there. I know they are there. So,
yeah, that instruction you're talking about always gets me to the core. I mean, it was from the bishop who said they must be contained behind high walls. They are on the lookout to get in touch with men, and some of them cannot repress their excitement.
My God. And some of them, 11 years of age, raped and ending up in those institutions. I mean, I think, Fran, we will be discussing this down the road, I'm sure. But what upsets me today is that I think we need a few councillors to come on. You know, you have Teresa and me and many activists, but we need them to come on a forum with you because you're so knowledgeable. And listen, let us have a debate. I would enjoy it.
Let's do that. We'd be delighted to do that. Let me just go back to Teresa for a moment. Teresa, listening to Breda there, what have you to add to that?
Well, I want to thank Breda, because I'm on a learning stage when it comes to the council. I've never dealt with them before.
Sure.
So it's always good to have someone that knowledge comes in, as they say, knowledge is power. I agree with her 100% because I'm listening to her. And at the stage now, I think they do need to come on board. It maybe it was a start yesterday, starting off about another section coming up. But I actually love her idea there of a forum and a debate. I'd have no problem with it. I mean, we've got to protect our pets too. So it's a learning process for me at the moment, Fran, with councils. I'm not 100% on it. But I'm willing to go behind Breda and learn from Breda and work with Breda and any others that will come with us. I'm willing to work with it.
Isn't that very interesting, Breda? I mean, what Teresa is holding her hands up there and saying that, you know, I find it hard to get past the bureaucracy, the red tape and all of that. And so many of the survivors do.
Yeah, it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
And that's what I was asked even yesterday, as to how I made the leap from academia, where I was lecturing in university, to advocacy for nothing. And I started 6 years ago. And I can tell you, when you see what is levelled against people who were not provided with the tools to even go through life, you know, instruction, education, when they were very young, they were at the back of the class, they didn't even receive care and nurturing within the institutions, never mind education. So when you see that level of injustice, Fran, like me, you just think, oh my God, I am going to join with these people and I'm going to ensure that their voices are carried. We lost one of our members on Saturday and she will not live. She did not live to enjoy the redress that the government should put in place. So it's for all of those voices that we have lost, all of the people in the homes, the 1,090 children of Shenmoss Abbey that weren't given a chance of life. It is for all of these that I do it. And I think that it is a learning curve for many councillors, and many of them in Tipperary are young. And I reminded them yesterday that legislation will come across your desk at some stage in Leinster House. And if you would not put your own child into the institution, direct provision centre or homeless shelter or whatever it is, if you would not look into your own child's eyes and say, there you go, then you do not sign off on it for another child of this state.
Oh, that's very powerful. That's
And that's where the difference is. Legislation. They brought in the legislation for 75 years to seal records. They thought they could get it through. They didn't. So then they brought it back to 30 years. Now consider this, Fran. That the documents held there are already past their 30-year date.
Yeah.
So they're putting them down for another 30 years so that people do not learn. And if this commission's report stands, what it says is that your grandparents and mine placed our people in these institutions. They turned their back on them. And our history shows they did not. So I'm not allowing that stand. And that's why I say, bring on your TDs, bring on anybody to debate with us, because I am so sick of not being given a platform to do it. And they can then run this legislation through Dáil Éireann and sign off on it, fast track it, no pre-legislative scrutiny. We have brilliant senators, we have brilliant TDs, but even their hands are tied at times. So,
have you any hope for the Minister Gorman appearing before the Commission on Children today?
I don't have a lot of confidence at times, because I see that he is part of a system and the system is protecting itself, and the system is largely made up of people from the past like Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, whose whole remit, and don't forget the bureaucrats behind the scenes, Fran, they are the ones, the senior civil servants, who make many of the pieces of legislation. Like, I have looked recently for the draft burials bill as it was being drafted. Now, I'm not a legal expert, but I know wrong from right, and I wasn't allowed it at that stage. So, you know, it tells me something when they're doing something on a bank holiday weekend. For instance, often our interim reports for Teresa and Patrick and all of the others and myself, those were released on a bank holiday weekend on a Friday afternoon. They conveyed some information that might be deeply distressing. And that's what they tell us in this, you know, abuse and neglect. Well, there wasn't much abuse and neglect compared to industrial schools. So I ask the question as to who makes the judgment that it is not abuse when you take a mother from its child at 6 weeks, when you ship that child off to America for gain, for money, and you ignore the pleas of the mother to rear her own child. And then you give that child maybe a third identity so that they ensure that even the date of birth is wrong, so that they cannot be reunited, as with Philomena Lee. In fact, one of the things I wrote to Michael Smith on Saturday after speaking to him and said Philomena Lee should be made, should be granted freedom of the county, given that she has exposed the Ireland that sought to cover itself for so long.
Of course. And the aspect of the investigation that you're talking about, not even acknowledged in the report, saying there wasn't enough proof.
Listen, Fran, we have the proof, and I suppose Patrick, who spoke yesterday, who was adopted over to America, is proof of that. I so love the voices of Colleen and Patrick and all of those from Shanross, because their voices carry far more power than mine. I can row in behind like I do with Teresa, but I'm very clear on this being a major architecture, a monumental injustice that is pitted against people who, you know, are now elderly, are losing their life, who get a mealy-mouthed apology from state. The person I most admire, and that's where mealy-mouthed comes from, is, and I spoke about him yesterday, Michael O'Brien, the former mayor of Clonmel,
yes,
of Ferry House. I'm totally in awe of that man, because when he spoke, he held the nation, and he is all the time, it is his reflection. And I think of him as a vulnerable child, and I said it yesterday. The state allowed 7 barristers, legal people, to come from an external state, to come from outside of Ireland, to reduce that man to an 11-year-old child, questioning him on his abuse, to re-traumatise him. They allowed that, and it was like our state took a position on the gallery, watching their own citizen. I mean, it's like something out of a horror movie. Fran, I am so disgusted with the manner in which we treat our vulnerable people, because what we did in the past, we are repeating today.
Well,
we have not learned.
Rita, I must leave it there, but thank you so much for coming on with us, and to Teresa as well. And I suppose some bit of a step forward yesterday, but let's see where that goes. And we will take you up on that notion of a forum and a proper discussion with the powers that be at some point in the future.
Frank,
but thank you both.
Frank, can I just come in and say quickly?
Yes, Teresa, of course.
Yeah, Rita's right. We have all the information. We have the truth. It just didn't come out in the commission. I mean, people like us are speaking out, and I have to commend you on your radio the week after. I wasn't able, I had tears in my eyes here listening to some of them.
Yeah.
And I mean, you've seen that yourself.
Yeah.
It isn't an easy thing to do. It's not. But look, we'll howl together with the likes of Breda, who is fantastic and teaching me now to deal with council issues, which is, I think, I never dealt with. So look, that's how we help each other.
Right.
That's what you call the brotherhood we have.
All right,
so
Teresa.
I thank her for that, and thank you, Fran.
Well, you're welcome indeed, Teresa. Thank you, and thanks to Breda Murphy there as well. 1800 938 007. Just a little piece of audio about the destruction of those tapes. This is Senator Erin McGreehan.
It is really, really disappointing that we couldn't have saved those audio tapes. We couldn't have asked for whether it's survivors, whether it's victims, that people who give their testimonies didn't want those, their records kept and given back to them. We can't fix that now. We are continuously up against happenings outside the control of the government.
And that's the Senator making reference there to the wiping of those recordings, 550 interviews without full transcripts being made. So in other words, there was no full transcripts made and stored, but the tapes were destroyed. So what do you make of that? 1800 938 007.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pacon, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pacon, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.